This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's time to raise a game. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is back. Good to have you back, Andrew.
Yes, very nice to be on your show.
You've got a new book.
That's right. My new book is called Social Media 247.
Which is also our series. And yes. Very interesting because, you know, of course, we're going to cover different aspects of the book. And you're starting off this series working with social brand ambassadors. Now, before we get into who are the social brand ambassadors, why did you want to start with this topic for the series?
Interesting question. First of all, whenever we talk about social media, in a lot of people's mind, in a lot of companies' mind, they forgot about the word social and they jump straight to media. They want to know what is the latest technology, whether Facebook is good for us, whether LinkedIn is good for us, but they forgot about the social aspect. So they are actually thinking media social.
Okay.
In fact, we should be doing social media. Now, the minute when you learn how to be social, you got half the game won.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are very professional on the media. We are so professional, we are boring. To be successful on social media, you got to be relaxed. You have to humanize your brand, mm-hmm. especially if you're a company. And humanizing the brand is the crux of the matter. That is why a lot of brands today, they employ third party, real people, famous social media celebrity to talk on their behalf,
right.
to sing praises for them. Of course, with other agendas, that's a topic for another day.
Uh-huh.
But of course, social media ambassador really serve a purpose of linking the brand with the fans together.
Mm.
So do not think company, think collaboration.
Okay.
Do not think campaign, but think content. So it's a lot of humanizing and a lot of talking, and that's why social media really center around people. And that is why I like to start off this series with social brand ambassador.
Okay.
Yeah, which is misconceived as something that only MNC can do, but okay. SME can do as well.
All right. But before that also, so what inspired you to write this book?
To be honest with you, I belong to the Gen X. So I'm already in my mid-40s, and you'll never expect someone in the mid-40s to write such a book. Over the last 3 to 4 years, I have done a lot of different training, speaking, researching, talking to people, interviewing, doing my own survey. I come up with my own version of social media, the Asian version. The Asian version needs to know how to share,
mm-hmm.
needs to know how to share in a way that it is authentic. It's a third party, it's not you. So, and I feel that people is the key.
Mm.
So today I'm going to talk about people that you can recruit as part of your company, not your staff, to speak on your behalf. So, Social Media 247 is a collection of a lot of articles I've written for the last few years. I fine-tune it, I compile it, I prioritize it into a readable book, not from cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are entry level, you probably want to know the first section. If you're a CEO, you probably want to know the what.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a media manager, you want to know the how.
Right.
So, there's a section for you.
Okay. Now, so who are social brand ambassadors?
In the past, ambassadors are actually staff of the company. They are paid to speak a certain language, to deliver a certain messages.
Mm-hmm.
Today, social media brand ambassador really are anyone. It can be a singer, can be a magician, can be insurance agent, can be doctor. As long as you are interesting on social media, you have a big follower. Now, when I say a big follower, it means this. Facebook, probably you have a fan page, at least 5 to 10,000 fans. Your Facebook account probably have maxed out to 5,000
okay.
friends. You should have a Twitter account, at least 10,000 followers, mentioned over 300 different places.
Uh-huh.
You should also have a blog, say about 500 subscribers. So it basically means your social media assets, which
right.
is the
okay.
which is the size of a network, it's your worth. Because when you say something, a lot of people know what you're saying. Because they follow you, because they love you. When you say something, when you say A is good, I think I strongly recommend it. You know, how many people will this person influence? That's why social media ambassador or social brand ambassador are often called influencer.
Okay. Now, why do brands need brand ambassadors?
First of all, you need to humanize the voice. I think brands today needs to be authentic online. A lot of brands are very good in advertising, in exhibition, in direct sales, in promotion. But I think the online presence, it's a different ball game. You need people who share user experience, who tell you where are the blind spots. And you also need, I hope not every company will come to this situation. Now, if you are facing a crisis, a media crisis, a company shouldn't be the first one to speak up if you are undergoing a crisis. Mm. Whatever it should be, the first line of defense should be your brand ambassador. Your brand ambassador come to your rescue and say, hey, look, we can all testify that this is not true. We have used it and we have no problem. So if you become more authoritative, if you have a line of people that can speak for you when you're under fire. And sometimes it's very miserable when you're undergoing a crisis, the whole world is against you. Mm. So that is something I think a company needs, because the voices must come from outside the company, though the message is the same inside or outside.
Do all brands need brand ambassadors?
Only if you are a B2C company. If you are a B2B company, there's almost no need to be brand ambassador. B2B company, the brand ambassador is actually the CEO himself, mm-hmm. because the CEO is a personal brand he sells. A B2C like FMCG, retail, lifestyle product, you all need a brand ambassador. Telco, phone maker. And it's very interesting because it has to do with usage. It has to do with lifestyle. It has to be sexy. And the one thing is that how much of a brand being innovative also depends on the level of interaction between they and the influencer or the social brand ambassador. These ambassadors use the product so often, they are always the one that will show you the blind spots.
Okay. Are there examples of social brand ambassadors right now? I'm trying to picture maybe even a company in Singapore where you're from.
Social media brand ambassadors today in Singapore, like for example the spas, mm-hmm. you will find that you know, the spa industry, you will find that the top 10 most famous fashion or lifestyle bloggers, usually ladies, they're often the brand ambassador.
I see.
All right. So if you are a guy and you are a blogger and you have quite a good, nice body, uh-huh. you'll probably be a brand ambassador for some male spa or some male slimming center.
Right. Okay.
So because these people, they blog about their life, they take picture of themselves over like 4 months to show that there's a difference using these kind of services. So it's a living testimony. Mm. It's an own advertising.
Okay.
And it's more authentic.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And who should be your brand ambassadors and how they're recruited? We'll ask Andrew Chow from Idea Mart that in just a moment. Race Again, BFM 89.9. Good morning. It's Race Again. This is Frida Liu. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart here with me discussing his book, Social Media 247, and also a series that we started around this. And today is working with social brand ambassadors. And he was explaining why brands need brand ambassadors, because I guess at the end of the day, other people can, if they can speak well of you, it's more credible than you saying how wonderful you are.
That's right. Because on social media, a lot of us are very mindful about our friends' opinion. Mm. If you want to buy something new, you ask around your friends. If 4 out of 5 say, yeah, it's good, buy it, you are likely to buy it, right? So we all are very mindful about what people say. Of course, there are still people who 4 out of 5 of their friends say, don't buy, they still buy. You know, but majority, when they like and recommend, that is the best endorsement.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now, who should be your brand ambassadors? And we were saying that B2C you should have, but B2B obviously the CEO should be. But so who should be your brand ambassadors?
This is a question depending on the brand itself. Now, I can quote one example that I've seen in the last 2 years. There was this phone maker, L something. 2 years ago when they launched the phone, they hardly advertised. They select 7 social media ambassadors. Actually celebrity, uh-huh. they select them quietly, they recruit them, they bring them to the office, close the door, explain to them everything about the product, give them all lots of phones, uh-huh. And encourage them to create each one story, one per week for 7 weeks.
Right.
And the best story in that week, whoever is your follower of that champion celebrity will get a free phone. So inside that group of seven, there are doctors, insurance agents, and there's even magician. Hmm. So my friend was a magician.
Okay.
So my friend's a lady magician. So very, very nice, lady, sexy.
Yeah.
So she performed a magic trick with the phone.
Right.
So she opened the magazine with the, you know, with the phone
in the ad.
She closed the magazine, give it a shake. The real phone dropped out of the magazine. She flipped back to the same page where the ad was. The phone was being cut out.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So that video was viral.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you. Did that phone maker company pay my friend? No.
Mm.
Who gets the glory?
Right.
Both get the glory. And is my friend proud to be associated with that brand? Yes, of course. So both win.
Hmm.
Because the magician gets to do what they do best.
Mm.
The brand gets a free avenue to talk about their phone.
Wow, okay, interesting. So in this case, how do you think, maybe just elaborating on this example, how are they recruited? Because you're saying there are doctors and magicians, yes. And how right. are they selected?
They are actually very active in real life as well. Mm. Usually when you have a magician and you're the first lady magician, and you can do a lot of tricks that male counterpart can't do, you'll always be on the radar.
Mm.
So if you're already famous, that is already your assets. People will follow you. So whatever specialty you have, whatever achievement you have, and you think that you make a good brand ambassador, put them all out on social media. Someone will find you. Somebody will find you.
And I guess in this case, like for this phone, they're also appealing to different audiences, the professionals,
correct.
Hence the doctor.
Correct.
So that correct. Will appeal to yeah. that target
that
market.
That phone appeared to a lot of ladies who wants to be chic, who wants to be sexy,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that is that. But of course, brand learn from each other. Now, 1 year later, another brand,
okay.
M something, all learn right. from this guy, L something. And what they did was this. They improved on it. They improve on the selection process. So why close door, they say? Make it open. So before they even let the whole world know what the brand ambassador of their own brand is supposed to do, they create an audition.
America's Top Idol.
Yeah, America's Top Idol. So everybody submit a 1 minute video of yourself. Tell me why you should be the brand ambassador. So everybody submit, and everybody is so proud. Those who are selected only, they are so happy they cry. Those who are not selected also cry. But they don't know what they're supposed to do. They are just so proud to be selected. So it's like the hype before the hype. So they select this group of people before they even do anything. The brand is already much talked about, right?
Right.
In the social. So it's just a simple thing about being social.
Okay.
That works. Because everybody is proud to be associated with a big brand.
Right. Okay. And a big brand or small brand. And I think one of the things also sometimes... we are the worst publicists for ourselves. Like just for example, in BFM, who would be a great social brand ambassador? You know, what sort of context, what sort of background?
Someone who is always interested in current affairs, someone who's always interested in getting better. You can select, because you have program, a race, a game, who appeals to entrepreneurs, who appeals to PMETs. So select different groups, maybe the top five,
mm-hmm.
Invite them, maybe bring them here for open house, tell them, your social plan, and invite them to be involved. And if they like to be involved, good. Then for a start, and this is something that I will not say openly, but I will do it here. For a start, anyone will start with a script before they get creative, before they are in the groove. So everything is just a fire starter. Barbecue, you need fire starter to start to burn the coal, right? But after the fire starter, nobody remember the fire starter. So the trick here is this. Select different target audience,
mm-hmm.
the best of them. Give them a script.
Mm.
As if they are one of your staff. And then they will feel proud that they are representing BFM. They can talk about BFM, how much it affects their lifestyle positively.
Mm-hmm.
How much they appreciate the podcast. How much they appreciate the authenticity in sharing. Now that is all important, because these are things that you want your audience to know, but you can't always repeat it on
right.
air. You want
And you want it to be authentic and truthful.
That's right. You want people to really, really share from their heart. So now all this sharing can be put back onto the web and then ask people to vote. It can be ideas. See, crowdsourcing is another way of raising brand ambassador. You should let the whole world tell you ideas on how to improve your program. Even though you know your work best, you know your job best, still good to let them contribute ideas. It's just like Starbucks.
Right.
Starbucks invite the whole world to tell them how to improve the coffee.
Mm.
Sounds silly, right? They are already so long in the business. But because of that, they attracted a lot of people contributing a lot of silly ideas, and you make it fun.
Okay. Now, how do companies know when they need brand ambassadors?
Now, first of all, if you are new in the market, probably your area, your target is very small, you will probably need people to speak for you. That, so that is number one. If you are new in the market and you want to make an impact very, very fast, you should use brand ambassador. The second thing is that if you have very strong differentiation, very, very strong, you are you think you're so different from the peers, your product is five up, not only one up. You need brand ambassador. You need five up brand ambassadors. You need very prominent people to speak for you authentically. Now, this is different from advertising, where they usually recruit celebrities to come and sign a contract for 2 years, appear on every ad. No, a social media brand ambassador talks about your brand in different contents. He creates his own content out of your product. So you have no control over what he's going to say. And now that is going to be the exciting thing. Because after a while, there's no more script. It's up to his experience. And that is what we want to hear. So after a while, the brand ambassador has a lot of say in the direction of the brand itself in terms of user engagement.
All right. Yes. And of course, thanks for sharing and working with Social Brand Ambassadors, a whole new marketing strategy, so to speak. And Andrew Cha from Idea Mart in our Social Media 247 series. Next week, how do you handle positive, neutral, and negative comments on social media? So make sure you stay tuned for that. Traffic up next with John Barleycorn, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.